God bless you too.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13 and 15. Welcome to the blog line. We thank God for those of you who have joined us. The blog line has over 90 million listeners in Africa, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, Europe, North America, and South America. We're here at this time to give thanks to God. Please keep in mind that the time we spend in the presence of the Lord is sacred, so let's please refrain from coughing, sneezing, yawning, or clearing our throat. While we're on the blog line, at this time, let us receive the world's greatest saxophonist, Chief Praiser, pastor of Amazing Grace International, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I just want to just thank God for all of you on the blog line tonight. When we come to give God at least 1,000 thank yous individually and collectively all over the world, over 2 billion praises. I want to just let you know that we appreciate you even before you do anything to say anything. We appreciate you. I'm asking all of you to become the person in your community or in your church to start leading people into thanking God 1,000 times a day. It works, folks. It is not frivolous. It is something meaningful. God gave me 4 principles that it accomplishes. First of all, it focuses one's mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. You get to saying, Lord, thank you, thank you. Mean it from your heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. It will get your mind off the natural and rather on the spiritual. So it focuses one's mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. Second principle is this. It ushers in the presence of the Lord. My old pastor, the late Dr. S.E. Mitchell, used to say a little praise can take you to heaven, but a whole lot of praise can bring heaven to you. In other words, it will usher in the presence of the Lord. We're trying to give God a whole lot of praise and usher in the presence of the Lord. I tell you, when he comes in the room, things change. In fact, everything is subject to God. Yeah. And when he comes in the room, you got to know that things do change. But not only does it focus on one's mind on the spiritual rather than the natural, and not only does it usher in the presence of the Lord, but thirdly, it positions one to receive a miracle from the Lord. It positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. Oh, who is positioned to get the miracle? The person who doesn't have time for the Lord, who at 9 o'clock they got the TV on, listening to the TV rather than giving God 1,000 thank yous. They got the radio on, listening to this and that rather than giving God 1,000 thank yous. Goes to sleep with something else on rather than giving God 1,000 thank yous. I like to recommend to you, and I'd like to suggest to you that the person who has time to give God 1,000 thank yous has positioned himself or herself more to receive an ultra awesome miracle from the Lord. Yeah, I believe they have positioned themselves to get it. And the Lord remembers that. See, he's looking and booking. You got time for him, he'll have time for you. Okay, and then the last thing, not only does it help us to focus our minds on the spiritual rather than the natural, not only does it usher in the presence of the Lord, not only does it position you to receive a miracle from the Master, but the last thing, I mean, it does, and thank God for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Giving him 1,000 thank yous and worldwide 2 billion thank yous. What does it do? Lastly, it encourages others who hear you giving God 1,000 thank yous. It encourages them to thank him 1,000 times. And they give more praise to God than they ever given before. See? So I want my praise to encourage somebody else to give God 1,000 thank yous. Oh, he did. deserves the praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. So I want you to make a request unto God, and then I'll pray, and then we'll thank him 1,000 times. Go ahead and make your request known to God. All right, God bless you. You made your request known unto the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we appreciate everything you've done. We ask that you bless these folk who are on this block line. Bless them, God, like they've never been blessed. In the name of Jesus. Take them up, up, up. In Jesus' name. And we give you praise and adoration. We esteem you and extol thee for all that you've done for us. In the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And those who want to help me, we open the line to you to help us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you. You are real. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
I saw that yesterday. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night.